Yeah, on top. Tilgan Kitani also means the Pirish, that when the Dam of an Odom is Pirish, comes out separately, like in a Kli, Rashi says, then it's also Tidit. Ki Koma Rav, when the Rav says Mutatitza blood that comes out of a person, that's Bidulay Pirish, where it was not separated from the person himself yet. And Kitani, like we learned, the Adam shall gabi kiko, if you have blood on top of a piece of bread, when you bit into bread, and some of your blood from your teeth went onto the bread, so you should not eat it. There's a mitzvah's prisha. So therefore, rather, gerura, you're supposed to first scrape off the blood, for your echel, then you could eat it. Ma'ashenke and shaben hashnaim, the blood that's in between your teeth, so that blood did not like come out of your body yet, it's still inside your mouth, that blood is mitzvah, you let her suck it out, and you could swallow it. I'm not afraid of it. So that's what Rav meant to say. That Rav said to say the dam of Malchishtein is mutter, meaning to say it was not purish from the body. Now the Gemara says, Ika demastni lo lohod Rav Sheshes al hoda. Someone Rav Sheshes is chidish on this halach over here. The Tanya learned like this, Gemara Ksubis, that Yochel, I would have thought to say that Cholov, I think the Shita says, yeah, Yochel, I would have thought to say that the Cholov, the milk of Malchei Shtayim, Yei Oichle Oiv Balav, maybe if somebody eats the milk that comes out of an Isha, it says allow to drink the milk. V'din, and really it's a swear that way, it's a Kavachayma that way. Oma Behema Tumeya, let's look at a Behema Tumeya. She Hikalto Bimaga. A Behema Tumeya has no tumor when the behemoth is alive. Rashi says a count of a maga means shein bo zivas venidas. Like when the behemoth is alive, it has no tumor. It has no tumor's nida, has no tumor's ziva. Still hechmarta becholbo, that the chol of the milk that comes out of a behemoth tumeya, it's also to drink that milk. If so, mahal cheshtayim, it's like a lady. Shechmarta bemagon, she has chumadika tumas, that she could become a nida, she's tamei, or else she has tumas ziva on her. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a swear to say she tachme becholbon? Isn't it a swear to say that the cholov, the milk that comes out of nisha, should be also to drink? On this time limit, the pasuk says no. We dash in the pasuk that says v'ze lochem hatamei. So that was the extra pasuk. It's a drashon that ze tamei, unlike on a behemah tamei, a shkotzim remoshim, that's tamei. But v'yein cholov mahal cheshtayim tamei, that the milk that comes out of an isha is not tamei. And who adin, of course, it's mutatit also, not just tamei has no tumor on it, but who adin, it's not a tamei, it's mutatit. Yeah. And tamei la tor, rather it's tor. And so the Gemara says, oitzu yes acholov, maybe only milk is muta. She'en shavu bakel, it's not daimet everything, meaning to say, not all milk is also. Rashi says, she'en shavu bakel, tibetahira muta. By the behemoth Torah, you let it drink its milk. By the behemoth Tamei, it's also. So since not all milk is also, that's why the milk of Anisha is mutter. But maybe v'loyotzi hadam, and maybe I would not say the blood of a person is different. Maybe if you drink the blood of a person, you be chayav koros. Why? Sheshava b'kol, because the yisad dam is more chomer. Because the yisad dam applies to all behemoths. Even a behemoth Torah, it's also tiritz dam. Therefore, maybe the dam of a person is also mochomer tzasser. On this note, again, the pasuk says, "Tamaleinu v'zeh lechem hatomei." Again, "zeh tomei v'yein dam alchishkayim tomei." Only by behemoth do you have this iser of dam. Ma'ashenkein by an odom by a mahalchishkayim, a person, the dam is not tomei elator. The dam is tor. So that's how we know from this pasuk, "v'zeh lechem hatomei," that the dam and the cholov of a person is muta. Now on this, Rav Sheshes says, this should be Omer Allah Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said upon this, that afilu mitzvahs purish ein boy. There's not even a mitzvah to be purish from the dam. Means dam ma'alchish time, you're allowed to drink. So on this, Rav Sheshes meant to say it. Like we learned before, it means to say, where it's not purish from the body, then you're allowed to drink the dam. Tonight also, we went to Gemara and Chul, the Gemara Psochim, that halev, if you want to eat the lev, the heart of an animal, so Korea, you have to cut it open first, or moitzi es damai, and then take out its blood, because otherwise we're afraid the stam tidit, there's too much dam inside it. What's going to be like Kareel? Let's say you did not cut open the heart first. Ain't no over love, and you eat the heart, you're not over love. It's only chetchila that you have to cut it open first to get its blood out. But if you did not cut it open, and you might just roast it, or salt it, you're not chayv love. So this thing more says, Omer Abzei Ramarav, Lo Yishon Rele Balav Vehema. When do we say you're not chayv love? It only means the blood are from a lave of a knife, of a bird. The whole lave is so small, there's no kazayas there, therefore not even a kazayas of dam, therefore it's mutter, therefore it's okay. But the heart of a behemoth, the heart of a behemoth is very big, it has more than a kazayas in it, is also, and then it's also teeth the lave if you do not cut it open first and get out its dam. And if you do eat the lave, the chayav malav karas, even chayav karas, that's called dam that you chayav karas on. This is the question. Maybe I have a question on you. How could Abzera say this? Amarav, how could he say this? It says now Mishnah here, we just had, that dam hatchil, the blood that you have inside the spleen, or else dam halev, the blood that's inside the heart of the animal, dam hakloy is the dam, the blood that's inside the kidneys, or else dam ivorm, the dam that's inside the limbs of the behemoth, Harayel Abloisa say, there's only a lav, but not a chayiv karas on that dam. Only the dam ha-nefesh chayiv karas, but not the dam of the evorim. Then the Mishnah said, dam ha-chishtayim, the dam of a person, or else dam shkotzim ramoshim, also, there's only an issa mashmim with the rabbonin, but v'yein chayiv molov, there's no issa the rice at all. But I call upon him, the Mishnah says that the dam of the lev, not chayiv karas. So how could Rosh Hashanah say, if you don't cut it open first and eat the lev, you chayiv karas? So Marin says, Ki katoni ein chayav molov, al dam delay. When is our Mishnah saying that there's no chayiv karas on the blood of the heart? That's the blood that's from the heart itself. Ki koma Rav, when did Rav say chayiv karas? Ti osin le mi alma, that when blood comes into the heart from other places. We'll soon see what that means. If the dam ha nefesh comes into the heart and you eat that dam, then you chayiv karas. Now, dam delay, what does it mean to say the blood of the heart itself? The chura haino dam evorm, that just means the blood that in the limbs. So one of the limbs, one of the evorm of a behemoth is the heart. So you're telling me now, all it means to say then is the blood of the heart itself. You're not chayav koris. So for the Gemara, the Mishnah said already dam evorm. So what do you have to say it twice for? So the Gemara says, no, the title, according to your reasoning, midlay ketonah, doesn't the Mishnah also say dam kolois? It says the blood of the kidneys. Uktani, the Mishnah also says, Dami Verm, the blood of the limbs. What did I say it twice? Well, of course, the same thing. Elatani, for other Tani, it says it once, it says it twice. It's two different things, even though it means the same thing. His Achinam here also. Tani, it says Dami Verm. For other Tani, then it says Dam Halev. That wouldn't be such a kasha. So therefore, that our Mishnah says on the Dam of the heart, Yinat Chayef Chorus, that means the blood that's in the heart itself. That Rav said, Yechayat Koros, that means Dam Mi'alma. So Mora says, Mi'alma Mehechi Yossi, Lei, where does that Dam, other Dam come into the heart? So Rav Zero says, Bishosh and Neshama Yotzes, like Bishosh Yemeth Shchita, when the Neshama leaves, the Behemam is Misva Sarf. Then, like Rashi says, it means the animal takes deep breaths then, and it brings the Dam Hashchita back into the lave. So that Dam from the Shchita that comes back into the lave, that's really called dam hanefesh, and on that dam evida, then you chayav koros. But the regular dam that you find inside the lave by itself, that's only a lav, that's not a chayav koros. Yeah, then it says, what dam shanashama yoytzes bach yov malav, the Mishnah says. It will learn like this. Ezel dam hakoza, which dam of the cause of an operator, you stand cutting the animal, give a cut there, shanashama tluyibo, that we say, the neshama comes out with that dam, and you chayav koros if you eat that dam. So Rabbi Yechon says, kol zaman shemakalech. Kol zaman, the dam is like shooting outwards far. Kiluach means it's like a flow of dam, a little bit far from the animal. That's called dam hanefesh. And Rashi explains that when you first cut the animal, first it comes to drip out a little bit, and then comes gushing out blood, then at the end also comes out drip by drip. So it's the middle gushing blood, that's called the dam hanefesh. Reshlokesh Shomar,
mitipa hamashkev yilch, that also when the blood first starts to come out, it's black, and then a little bit later it gets red. So the red blood until the end, that's all dam hanefesh. That's what Shlokesh holds. Just the first black blood that comes out, that's not dam hanefesh, but afterwards it's called dam hanefesh. Like Rashi says, mitipa mashkev yilch, mishakola mashkev rish, when the first black stops, v'yishkel comes lahadim, hu dam hanefesh. And that goes on until the end. That's what Shlokesh holds. Mitipa hamashkev yilch. So this Gemara says, Meisav have a question. It says, Alocha is there, Odam HaKozo. What's called Odam HaKozo? Odam of an operation like a custom cutting. Shana Shama, Yetzis Bot Neshama leaves it. It's called the man Shema Kaleach. Called the man, the blood is like gushing out, flowing out far. Yotzo Odam HaTamsis. It goes out of this, though, Odam HaTamsis, you're not Chayiv Koros. Dam HaTamsis, the dam that comes out afterwards stops gushing. After the Dam HaNefesh, then you have the Dam HaTamsis, the last dam. That you're not Chayiv or Koros on. Mevnei Shu Shaisis, because the last blood does not shoot out, it just like drips out. So who is right, Rabbi Yechanan? So my love doesn't mean to say, Afilu Rishon V'Yachron the Shaisis, who could Dam HaTamsis dummy? It's not used to the Rish Lakish, Mashma, the beginning blood that just drips out. And at the end, after it flows out, the last blood also just drips out, Mashma is not called Dama Nefesh. That's only called Kadama Tamsis. That's not like Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish holds that once it starts the red blood all the way until the end is called Dama Nefesh. Even the last blood that just drips out. So Mara says, let it not have shot over here. Tell you means Lamutei Dam HaMashkir. Maybe this theft also only means to say the first black blood that comes out, that's not called Dam HaNefesh. And that blood, Yoni Chayiv Alav, not Koros. Avodam Rishon V'Yachron, but after the first black blood, the rest of the red blood, the beginning and the end of it, Afagav Dushois. This could be, even though that blood is only dripping out, Haino Dam HaNefesh. So it could be like Rish Lakish. That's only the first black blood that comes out, that's not called Dam HaNefesh. But once you get to the red blood, anything that comes out further could all be considered Dam HaNefesh. So Miller Rish Lakish Kros Lerm Shanis Tesefta. Maisi, have another question. It says, Ezeo Dam, what's called Dam? So Shita says, Ezeo Dam. Ezeo Dam HaNefesh, it means here. Ezeo Dam HaNefesh, what's called, not the word Rishim, it should be, Ezeo Dam HaNefesh, what's called Dam HaNefesh? That you have chorus, calls the man shemekaleach. Calls the man, the blood is like shooting out. Yotz is excluding rishon v'yachron, the beginning and the end of the blood of neishu shoyses only drips out. So who is tuf to the Rish Lakish? The kashin Rish Lakish. Here it's mashm even the last red blood, but since it's not gushing out, it's only dripping out. It's not called dam hanefesh. You not have chorus on that. So who it's a tuf to the Rish Lakish. Omoloch, so Rish Lakish ends back and says, Enechnami, Tanoi, I'll tell you some Achlokas Tanoim. This Tano is not like me, but I have another Tano like me. The Tani will learn like this. Ezeo Dam HaNefesh, what's called Dam HaNefesh? Kozeman Shemekaleh, Kozeman the Dam is shooting out. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Whereas the Shita thing says, Divrei Rebbe it should be. Now Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimonoima, they both say that Mitip Ramashka V'Elech, that's like Rish Lakish. So the kitzes of machlokes tanoim and Rish Lakish holds like Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon that once the red blood starts to come out, from then onwards is considered dam hanefesh. Tona dever Rebbe Shmuel, the dam chalolim yishter. The pasuk says you should drink the blood from the mace. Is prat mashka is called yishter. It's called mashka. It's called liquid. It's called a water like. Is prat la dam kiluach. It comes to exclude the dam that shoots out. Shein Machshir, Esas Royim. There's the Dam HaNefesh, that's not called like Dam, that has a Shein Machshir on it, that it could be Machshir's Royim. The other blood, the beginning of the blood, the end of the blood, that blood is called like a Mashka, like a liquid. And if it falls upon seeds or upon food, it would be Machshir Makabot Tumma. But the Dam HaNefesh is not called Mashka, that would not be, Machshir Kabot Tumma. To Kabotuma. As he says, Prat Ladam Kiluach Shein Lachem Misa, the Zel Dam HaNefesh, Venikor Mashkem. He's the Dam HaNefesh, that's not called mashke. But of the blood that's not dam hanefesh, that's called a mashke, would be mashal kabutuma. What's going to be hekes dam le behema? Let somebody make a bloodletting of an animal. V'kivul dam v'shnei koisis, and he was mekabel the blood in two different cups. So now what's the locha? If somebody drinks from this blood now, is he chayiv koros or not? Like do we say the dam hanefesh is in one and not the other? So where it says Allah Rishon on the first cup, Divri Akachav, everybody holds that in the first cup there is some of the Dama Nefesh there, and Avad Yechayev Koros. Al Achrami Mechayev, what's the luck about the second cup? Do we say all the Dama Nefesh was in the first cup, the second one has no Dama Nefesh? Or maybe no, there's Dama Nefesh in the second cup also. Oyloi, yes or not? Omalai, he said back, you should know, Plukta the Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish, the Machlok is Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish. The Yitma would look like this. Hekes dam la behema. Someone had a bloodletting by a behema. The kibul dam of Mishnei Kaisis, the makabul the dam, in two different cups. So Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish sounds like this. Chayiv shtei chatois. Yechayiv tu chatois. So Pashtun means if you drink from the first and from the second, Yechayiv tu chatois. If Yechayiv nomar, ain't a chayiv elo achas. You only have the chur one for the first cup, not for the second cup. So chur, you see it's a machlekes here. When you accept the dam, these two cups, to be considered like two cups, well, like both have dam hanefesh, or maybe no, only the first cup has, and not the second one. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, if you do one in the chai bedama tamsis, if you don't know, even the dam that's not the dam hanefesh, the dam that comes out afterwards at the end, the last dam that drips out, he also holds the chai of chorus if he drink that, eat that dam. Omer Reb Lozer, Lozer says like this, that Moedir Reb Yudav Yud agrees though that Linyan Kapora, it's no good. That is for Korbin, if you want to use the dam for Zerika, you can only use the dam HaNefesh, not the dam that comes out, the dam HaTamsa that comes out at the end. Shneem the Apostle says by Kochim, Ki Adam Hu B'Nefesh Yichaper, Mashma Dam Shanefesh Yoitza B'Mechaper. Only the blood that the nefesh leaves, the gushing blood, that blood of the animal you could use for azrikas or the korban. But the shame on nefesh, shein hanefesh yoytzebob, the dam that comes out at the end, after the nefesh left, after the gushing of the blood, ain't the mechaper, that blood you cannot use for azrika. If you don't, he says, now mishtme, you have korus on it, for about it's no good for azrika. Omer Reb Nachman by Yitzchok, afananamitanina, we also learn like this, afananamitanina, the Tanya will learn like this, dam, Pasuk says dam. Ma tam loy me kol dam. Why does the Pasuk say kol dam? The fish never does. The Pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. That only the dam on nefesh you could use for kapora, for zrika. Is aim liyel adam kochim. Maybe only by dam kochim shen nefesh yoitzebo. Shu mechaper. Maybe only on that type of a dam of dam kochim you could use for zrika. If somebody eats it, it's chayav koros. Dam chulen. Regular dam from a regular behemo. And also the dam ha-tamtzis means of a korban rush of the kochim. The dam, not the dam ha-nefesh. Minayin, how do we know to say that the chi of korosi which eat it, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Even though it's not fit for a kapara, but how do you know to say that nis the chi of korosi to dam? Tamulam, the Pasuk says, kol dam, says lashon kol dam, marba all dam, if you eat it, the chi of koros. So this is a stam sifri. There's a drasha in Vayikra, it's a sifra. A man who's a stam sifra, go like a beauty. Kosarai of Yehuda holds that even though you hold Yechayat Koros for Dama Tamsis, but it's not kosher for Kapora. For a Shchita, for a Zrika of Kochim, that's not going to be the Dama Nefesh and not the Dama Tamsis. How the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Sofik Milom Oshem Toli. If somebody has a Sofik, whether it was over Nisim Milom, let's say there were two pieces in front of you. One was Kochim, one was Chulin. And you wait from one of them, you're not sure whether you were nene from Kochim, Rovin, Yisna, Mila or not. So the Kiva says, Yechayev and Noshim Toli. Just like any other chet, the Sophic, you have to bring a Noshim Toli. By Mila also, you have to bring a Noshim Toli. The Chachomim Poitra, the Chomim say no. The Chomim say, and the Sophic, Yisna, Mila, you're part of from a Korban, Noshim Toli. We'll see in the Gemara why. But Umaydi Rav Kiva, Kiva agrees, Sheina, maybe Yisna, Mila, say. That you do not have to bring milosa means the keren and the chaimish. Like usually when you nene me hegdish, you have to first of all pay back the hegdish, the keren, the amount of money that you used, and also fifth more. And then you have to bring a korban osher, an osher milo. So here Rabbi Akiva agrees in the case we did a suffik yisamilo, so even though you have to bring a korban osher toloi, but you do not have to pay back to Hegdish the money, shayna maybe yisamilosoi, at she yisvodaloi, until you know for sure that you were over the yisamilo. And then, shayyove imoi osher vadai. Then later when you find out that you did a vadai chet of milam, then you'll have to pay back the keren, the amount of money you took away, the amount of hanoi you had, and a chaymish, and an oshem vaday. But lechatchila, when you only know that you did a suffik yisrael milo, then you only have to bring a korban oshem tolui, and not the keren the chaymish. This Amr of Tarfon says, malazeh mevish te hashamas. Like, what are you doing this for? The person should have to bring two different hashamas. Like, first it's an oshem tolui, and then later when he finds out he vaday did a chet, he has to bring another oshem vaday. So Tafan says better like this. El around, let the person navy mila. Let him right away, even though it's only a doubt, he has only a suffix whether he ate from kachim. There were two pieces of meat here. One was kachim, one was chulin. So he has a doubt which one he ate. Still, let him right away navy mila, let him bring the amount of money that he ate, the keren, the chumsh, and the fifth, the yavi oshim, and let him buy one korban oshim vishnei sloyim. That's worth two shloim, two shkolim, but the Torah says that's how much you have to bring a korban oshem for him. For Yom, let him say like this, if I did the chet for sure, like if it's really the piece that I ate was really kachim, then zumi losi, this should be the keren of the chaymish that I owe, v'zu ashomi, and this should be my vaday oshem. What's going to be the imsafik miyot? Let's say no. It never comes out that he knows for sure he did a nisamila. It always remains just a suffik whether he ate kachim or not. The imsafik miyalti, then hamoyis, I'm not mechuyev to pay back the money to Hegdish. So then hamoyis nadava, the money should just be a present to Hegdish. And v'yoshem toli, and let the same korban be an oshem toli. Shemi minshu mevi alavadai, mevi alayhoida. Because by a korban mila, and we know with the Yisra Mila, the korban vada and the korban suffering are the same type of a korban. They're both an oshem. The same baim we use for this, you use for that. So let him bring this one baim and make a tanai and say, if I vada did the chet, it should be an oshem vadai. And if it's only a suffering chet, it should remain an oshem toli. So, what do you keep this saying? Let him bring both. First, an oshem toli. And then later, when he finds out an oshem vadai, if Tarfon says right away, let him be yotze two and one. On this, Amar Rav Kiva says back that nirin devarav, it sounds very good what you're saying, b'mila muta. If he only like stole or had enough of Hegdish with a small amount of money, so then he might as well free himself in one shot. Then it's good what you're saying. Let him bring one carbon right now and let him pay up the money also. But what's going to be? Hareshiyov liyodei safik mila b'meya mono. Let's say it's a suffer to the person whether he took Haranor from Hegdish worth $100. So now, Rabbi Kiva says, Lo Yofli, isn't it better for the person, Sheyovi, Oshem, Mishteis, Loyim? Let him right now just bring an Oshem Toli. That's all. And not pay back the money, give the money back to Hegdish. Lo Yofli, Safik, Mila, B'meyim, Monam. And he should not have to right now, like you're telling me, let him right now pay back the money with a Tanai. If he's mechuyev to, it's pater, it's a proyim. If I'm not mechuyev to, it's a nedav, it's a matana. Who wants to give $100 away for a present? So the Kiva says, in such a case, where the mila was worth $100, then avada, my svar is right. Then all you should do now is just bring your ashram toli now, worth two sloyim, and the money you hold on to, until you know for sure that you did a chet. So that's what the Kiva holds. But the Mar Mishnah ends off, Maidu Rav Kiva agrees with Rav Tafrim b'mila muuta. If the whole Issa Mila Yohani Nena, let's say one Shava Prut is worth, or two Shava Prut is worth, then Rav Kiva also agrees to Rav Tafrim that it's Kedah to get it over with in one shot, and therefore bring those two Prutas now to the Hegdish, and pay Yechaimish, and with one Korban you're better off. Rav Kiva only says it where there's a lot of money involved, then Misafik, he says, you don't have to pay Misafik. Rather wait it out. And right now, all you do is just bring the Nashim Toli, and you worry about paying the Karen B'Kremish later. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says here, V'yim Nefesh, this is by Oshem Toli, Rashi says, V'yim Nefesh, lechayiv al sofik milas, that even a sofik mila, also you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Here's Rabbi Kiva, here's the words of Rabbi Kiva. And that's Rabbi Kiva's sheet in the Mishnah. That even though you have a doubt, whether the piece of meat that you ate, was it kosher machunin? So it's a sofik whether you did the yisr mila or not. So Rabbi Kiva, you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Because he has the pasuk says, v'yim nefesh. So Rashi says, v'yashem toli. So it says, pasuk v'yashem toli. Well, the yelminei, before this pasuk is talking about, v'yashem milas, kemari v'vayikro. So first the pasuk talks about, if you nenim in a hegdish, you have to bring an Hashem toli. And then it says the pasha, you have to bring an Hashem, vadai. And then it says the pasha, v'slafik aveira, you have to bring an Hashem toli. So the Kiva says, that this Hashem toli applies to the pasha before, of a Issa Mila. That on the Safik Mila, it's also to bring an Hashem Toli. Here we have a Kiva. The Chachom, though, it says, the Mishnah, no Patrim. The Chachom said, no, you put the from an Issa, from an Hashem Toli. If you name him in a Hegdish Vadai, B'Shoigeg, then you have to bring a Korban. But if you have a Safik, whether you are name him in a Hegdish, then the Chachom said, you put the from the Hashem Toli. So what's the Machlaikis? So as Lema, let's say, Bahor Kalifagi, he argued like this. To Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Lemaidim Elya Mitachim, I learned out the top Pasha of Milo from the bottom Pasha of Hashem Toli. Like a Hekish a little bit like. But just like it says, one after another, so it means to say that the first Pasha, the top Pasha of Milo, also has the second Pasha of Hashem Toli. For Abonin Savrino, I don't make this type of a hekish. I don't learn out one pasha from the next pasha. So there's one pasha of Mila, and then there's another pasha of Hashem Toli, and by a suffix Mila, you're not chayav Hashem Toli. Maybe that's the machlekes. So Mora says no. Omer Rapor, Papa says better. I tell you, the Kulu Yam, everybody agrees, even the Chom agrees, that usually is Lemeidin Elyim Mitachtim. When you have one pasha after another, Avad, you do make a limud a hekish. One to the other. Learn now one from the other. Because the Yim Kain, if you're not going to say that way, Tzofa Beben Boker Lein Meshkachas Lu. By Kabonis, how do we know by Kotche Kadoshim the Shechit has to be Betzofen? The Torah only says it by Tzoin, by sheep. How do we know to say by Ben Boker has the same Alochom to be bringing Korban Eula from a Boker the Shechit has to be done Betzofen? It's only because it says Elyon Mitachton, learn out the top Pasha from the bottom Pasha. Is not Mishkachas law, only because you make this limud. So if you're going to tell me that Chom do not make that limud, so how are they going to know the law of Tzofim by a Ben Boker? El, it must be everybody agrees that you do learn out El Yon Mitachton. So how come here the Chom say that you potter from an Oshem Toli, that if you have a Tzofim, whether you did the Yisr Mila or not, you have no chiv to bring an Oshem Toli. Why? So Morin says, El Hocha, I know time of the Rabbanon, the reason the Rabbanon over here is, the patri, what do they say on a Suffolk Mila, you're part of the Korban Hashem Toli? I tell you, the Gemiri, mitzvahs michatis, to make another Gezerah Shava, it says the word mitzvahs by chatis, and it says the word mitzvahs by Hashem Toli. You have to say this, ma lahalan, dover shech yavn al dainikoros, for which chet are you chayiv a chatis? You only chayiv to bring a Korban chatis on a chet, that if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv chorus. Now that you do it b'shogi, you chayiv chatis. So, on such a chet, that b'zden yizkos v'ashagos lechatis. So on such a type of a chet, v'yasveik yoshem toli. That if you do that chet now with something, let's say chaylev adam. If you eat vaday chaylev avaday dam, so if you eat it b'mezid, you chayiv chorus. If you eat it b'shogi, you chayiv chatis. So therefore, if you have a suffix, whether you eat chaylev or shumin, so then the loch is you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Is that kol shech yovim al doine chorus v'yal sveika echatis v'asher yosu yoshem toli. So that's the parasha of Hashem Toli only. If that chet would have been done vaday b'mezid, you'd be chayav chorus now b'shoigig misafik yichayav an Hashem Toli. But it means lafuke to exclude the parasha of Mila. That even if it's safik what you did the yisr Mila, you would not be chayav an Hashem Toli. Why? Because even if it's not to say you're nenim in a hegdish b'mezid, you're not chayav chorus, it's only a lav. The Tanya learn like this, hezid b'mila, let's say somebody b'mezid went to have hanor from hegdish, so Rebbe yema b'misa, true, Rebbe shita is yechayav misa. However, the chachom moim, the chom said, we pass not the chomim, the chom moimrim, the yazor is only a lav. So according to Chom Shito, that there's only a lav by the Yisamilo, that's why there's no korban Noshim Toli. Because Noshim Kar learned out from the Gzeres Shavah, Mitzvah, Simchatis, that Yoni Chayiv and Noshim Toli on a chet, that if you do it the Mezid, you Chayiv Karas, but on a chet like Mila, that if you do it the Mezid, Yoni Chayiv Alav, therefore now if you do it B'Shegeg, there's no B'Shegeg, and Misafik Shegeg, there's no Chayiv Noshim Toli. So that's the sphere of the Chacham. Yeah. For the Kiva Savano, Ki Yafina Mitzvahs Mitzvahs, when we make this Gzerah Shavah Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Mechatis Chelev, Mechatis Chelev, Loch Yud Yafina. It looks like this. Ma'al Alam B'Kfuah, just like you've eat Chelev, B'Shoigi, you have to bring a Korban Chatis. What type of a Korban Chatis? It has to be a Chatis Kavuah. It's not an osh, it's not an oil of urine. There's one chiyuv you have to bring a behema. There's no way to get out of it by bringing a mincha or bringing oifos. So only such a type of chatis is there a chiyuv oshem toli on. Is afkan who adim oshem toli is bekvua. As long as we do the chet b'mezid or we do the chet b'shoigig or vaday chet, you have to bring a chatis kavua. Then if you have a suffix, you bring an oshem toli. Lafuki yolo v'yorid. Just means lafuki, those chatoim, let's say migdash, you go into the base of migdash when you're tomei, or you eat kachem when you're tomei, on that chet b'shegid, you chayev a korban yolo v'yorid. So you have a suffix if you did that chet, then you would not have a chiyuv to bring an Hashem toli. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Not more, but it's not come to teach us that it has to have a chiyuv korban to it. It's just teaching it has to be a chet, that if you know for sure you did the chet, you'd be chayev a chatas vadai, and not a chatas oil of a yerit. Yes, that would be the svara in Rabbi Kiva. All right, turn over to anyone on the other side.